Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday, and Donald Trump is in rare form with what is, I can honestly say, to the best of my knowledge, and I did some poking around, a situation that has never occurred before in the entirety of American history. And I know we use the word unprecedented all the time to talk about what Donald Trump is doing. Gutting IG's offices, appointing lackeys throughout government that are facially unqualified to do the jobs, gutting ethics offices, basically saying no one can conduct any oversight of Donald Trump because I am amazing. I'm the only one that can save America. This is the guy's approach, right? But there is no bigger grift, an instance of self-dealing, than the fact that Donald Trump himself is going to pay himself $230 million for what I'm going to call completely illegitimate, legally spurious, irrational administrative complaints that he filed related to the investigations he faced during the Biden administration for all of the crimes that Donald Trump committed in his first administration. There are specifically two administrative complaints at the root of this, one related to the probes into his 2016 campaign's alleged ties to Russia. By the way, like, not alleged, Don Jr. in Trump Tower met with a Russian operative. They talked about Clinton. Donald Trump basically invited Russian interference from stages during his 2016 campaign. And let's be clear, Donald Trump then later appeared to extort Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for dirt on Biden. That was impeachment 1.0. That's one of the complaints. The other one is about the 2022 Mar-a-Lago search and accusations leveled against Jack Smith. If you would have turned over the documents that the National Archives, the FBI, and the DOJ had been begging Donald Trump to turn over a year following his exit from the White House after his first administration, there would have been no raid. And by the way, Jack Smith, again, just for the factual record, wasn't appointed special prosecutor on that case until after the flipping raid took place. It boggles the mind. This is self-dealing. You don't get to approve your own legal settlement. You don't. It's really insane. And any lawyer would get this question right on their ethics exam, unless you work in the Trump administration. And listen to Donald Trump talking about this. It's mind-blowing. Take a listen to this.
The New York Times is reporting that your legal team is seeking $230 million from your own Justice Department now in response to the investigations into you.
It could be. Is
that something you want your legal team to
do? I don't know what the number is. I don't even talk to them about it. All I know is that
I'm sure you don't.
They would owe me a lot of money, but I'm not looking for money. I'd give it to charity or something. I would give it to charity, any money. But look, what they did, they rigged the election. And as you know,
let's shut this buffoon off. I can't even listen to the rigging the election nonsense again. You mean just like he gave to charity before, but then it was tracked down that he didn't and he ended up pocketing the money? Here's what David French had to say about it. Quote, "It's hard to think of an action more purely corrupt than a president ordering the executive branch to pay him hundreds of millions of dollars. I cannot wait to read the MAGA defenses of this, and there will be many. They'll display Soviet levels of sycophancy." David French, I completely agree with you. This should be such a problem. And I just wanted to point this out. Trump is obviously basically has torn down the East Wing of the White House. And he's building a $250 million vanity project ballroom. So let's just put these numbers together. The 200 and that quarter of a billion that he wants to pay himself for bogus complaints, plus the quarter of a billion for the White House vanity project. So like a half of $1 billion, all of it is ethically rotten to the core. Here are some of the funders of Donald Trump's, I can just call it a profane desecration of the White House. Oh, the Adelson Family Foundation, the Altria Group, by the way, that's Philip Morris, so big tobacco, Amazon. And guess what he did today? Yanked a contract away from Elon Musk and gave it to Jeff Bezos. Elon's real mad, which is hilarious to watch happen, because Elon's big retort on X about getting this contract ripped away from SpaceX and given to Jeff Bezos is, why are you gay? I'm not kidding you. This is what the guy put out on X today. I'll go on. Google, i.e. its parent company Alphabet, Comcast, Coinbase, Meta, Microsoft, Planeteer Tech. Now, these are all major donors to Donald Trump. These are all companies run by CEOs who were in the front row right next to Trump's family at the inauguration. And the list of compromising donors or compromised donors continues. It is pay to play. It is self-dealing. It is conflicts of interest. That is the watchword and guide in Trump administration 2.0. Anybody else think this is stupid and ridiculous and dangerous? I sure do. Stay tuned. We're going to come back. It's Wednesday. It's going to be 4:30 shortly. That means it's time for Broad Appeal. I'll be joined by candidate for Senate District 13, Sasha Ripley. We dig into her incredible background, and we talk about her challenges accessing affordable health care and what she plans to do about it as a state senator. I'm Maggie Dawn, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.